What's up, Blue Roof Nation? This is your boy, Jonathan.
And Zelda.
Welcome to another edition of Blue Roof Casting, which apparently Zelda no longer likes the name.
I just think it's maybe something more original.
Like what?
I'm not sure yet. I need time to think about a name. I like Blue Roof Casting, so maybe we can keep it or find a different name.
Well, I'll leave that up to you. If you come up with something awe-inspiring, like clean jeans, we'll change it.
Yeah, because I like clean jeans.
We're not using dirty jeans like your original idea.
No, Ashley would be mad. It's too similar to clean jeans because it has the word jeans in it.
Well, when we came up with the name clean jeans, it was a toss-up between clean jeans and dirty jeans.
Yeah, it's too similar to clean jeans. It's like you're biting off of that idea.
I don't know. But if you guys don't listen to Clean Jeans, you should really listen to Clean Jeans. It's an awesome podcast.
Yep. Awesome.
But we are here today to talk about something less awesome than Clean Jeans.
Weird.
Perverted.
Disgusting.
Creepy as fuck.
Very, very, very weird.
Toilet fire.
Gross.
I think we covered gross. We are here to discuss the movie Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead.
Yeah, just the name.
Tells you all you need to know.
It's like, why would you watch that movie?
I don't know, why did you watch this movie?
Well, because I was playing World of Warcraft and the zombies took a dump in an outhouse.
Okay, explain this to me. You're playing a game and someone takes a dump. You play a video game where people use the restroom?
Well, you have an outhouse. So if you go into the outhouse, you get an achievement thing. You are regular.
Why? Why?
It's just to keep the game interesting.
Because games where you don't have bowel movements aren't interesting.
Yeah, what's a game without having a bowel movement?
A normal game?
Who likes normal games? No one likes normal games.
Normal people?
Well, normal people are not fun.
You're insane.
Yeah, so my friend who took a dump in the game, he suggested that I watch the movie, because he said it would be cool to see a zombie taking a dump.
And he had already seen this movie?
Yeah, he said it was awesome, I should totally watch it.
Oh, is this a good friend?
I've never met him, he's just online.
So a random stranger online told you that you should watch this movie about people taking a dump, and you said, sure!
Yeah,
and then you watched it all the way through.
Yep. It was interesting. It was different.
You made it sound so funny. So I watched it, and I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Your acting is just so over the top.
Well, that's, I mean, Japanese, like, I used to watch this Korean drama called Playful Kiss. Mm-hmm. In general, Asian acting is over the top. But
this one was just funny. Their acting.
So let's go from the top. I would tell you who's in it, but I can't pronounce any of their names.
I can't pronounce any of their names either.
But apparently it had its world premiere in Austin, so you know, that's pretty close. Came out in 2011, and it came out in Japan in movie theaters in February 2012. It came out in movie theaters? So people in Japan paid money to go watch this in movie theaters?
Yeah, the Japanese...
What the fuck?
...don't watch anything.
That's insane!
Well, it's a comedy horror, so I guess that explains their acting.
Did you find it funny?
Yeah, I found it so funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Okay, so basically, let's go over the plot.
Okay.
We start out with... Did it start out... How did it start?
They were in a car.
Is that how it started, or was there something before that? Because I remember the car, but I'm trying to think, was there something before that, or was it just in the car?
I remember they were talking about, like, the tapeworms.
Okay, so there was a car with...
They were looking for tape. Before the car ride, they were looking for places to go find tapeworms.
That's right. Okay, so it's an asshole guy, his clingy kind of girlfriend who wants to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
No, his clingy girlfriend, and then a girl who wants to be a model.
Right.
Then the main star... And then a nerdy guy with an afro.
Yeah.
So they're driving, and then the nerdy guy gets sick and starts throwing up, and then the asshole boyfriend is talking about, like, and then the main star goes and, like, it's gonna be okay. He's patting his back. And the asshole guy's like, I hope I get sick. And then the one girl's like, if you keep hitting on them young girls, me and you are through. Remember that?
Yeah, because he always did hit on her.
He hit on everybody. He made out with the model.
Yeah.
So they get there, and the model chick is like, I want a tapeworm so I can be thin and be a model, and everyone will love me. But they were fucking big-ass tapeworms.
They were. I was so grossed out. Like, they cut the fish open, and they pull out the tapeworm.
And it was a big-ass tapeworm. And then she just, like, they were trying to talk the model out of it, and she's like, fuck you guys. And she ate it anyways.
Mm-hmm. That was gross.
And then, does she get sick immediately, or?
No, they start driving.
Oh, their car was stolen.
The car was stolen?
Did something happen before their car was stolen?
I remember they were, like, driving, and then their car... Didn't they, like, stop off?
Well, they were at the place, and they were eating, and that's when she ate the tapeworm. And then something happened. I don't know if someone came or if they ran into someone else. Oh, they ran into somebody who tried to rape the girl, and then the main star killed them using karate.
Right.
And then they freaked out, and they ran because they didn't want to be near a dead body and be arrested. Mm-hmm. And then when they're running, their car was stolen. And they're like, our car is stolen. We're in the middle of the woods, and our car is stolen. How? What? Why?
Why?
It was, but it was over the top like that. Yeah. And so they're like, no, we're trapped. We have nowhere to go. What do we do? Wah, wah, wah. And then what happened?
They went to some camp.
Yeah, then they went back to camp. And that's when the girl got sick.
Yeah.
And then, like, she was, like, shitting. But it was, like, over the top. Like, and then it came out. And then you see, like, a face come up through the shit. And a hand grope her ass.
Oh my God,
for, like, 10 minutes. Just leaving shit stains all over her ass.
And she just stood there.
Yeah!
She didn't even run or anything.
She did nothing! And then all of a sudden, the one shit monster turned into a bunch of them.
I know.
And they were just chasing her back to the others.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't understand how she went from running to being one of them.
Well, because she was running, and then a bunch of them grabbed her. And the main star tried to save her, but there were too many of them. So they just grabbed her, and then... the tapeworm just got turned to her brain.
Oh, that's
once
right.
Once it gets to your brain, then...
It takes over your brain, right?
Yeah, it takes control of you.
So then in the woods, they were running from the monsters. And there was, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they started walking, like, on all fours, but backwards, with their ass up in the air, while the tapeworm's heads was sticking out of their ass.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the fuck are we watching?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And then, like, They ran into the... What happened next? I think that went on for a while. And then eventually they were in the office or the warehouse with the scientist's laboratory.
Yeah. And he had a cure.
What was the cure?
This
is when I got kind of lost because the subtitles were so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't follow what the subtitles were saying.
Oh, no. I just saw that he injected something into her ass and then... the tapeworm comes out.
But then it got bigger, right? And then he made that other girl eat it.
Yeah.
And then that's when they turn into, like, monsters. Because how did it get to the end when they were, like, flying and... Because remember the tapeworm had, like, wings and it was, like, a flying monster. And the one girl's head was replaced with the tapeworm.
That was gross.
And it was, like, a... It was a monster. It turned into a fucking monster. And the main star was like flying and fighting and...
She used her farts as jet powers.
Yeah, she was flying using farts. It's like, what the fuck? And it was like a straight up superhero fight using farts to fly.
It was crazy.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand this movie either.
I was really grossed out by this movie.
This movie, it was different, like, it was gross and it was perverted.
Yeah. I don't know, would you ever think to make a movie where the person flies by farting?
No.
Why would you do that?
No idea. I wonder how many people watch this movie.
Well, let's check out the YouTube page. It's on YouTube for those of you who want to check it out. It's called Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead.
right, let's look it up. Well, there's different. Okay. Well, there's different ones, but it's the same movie, right?
It looks like the same movie.
So one has 115,950 views. Another one has 19,693 views. Another one has 28,687 views. A lot of fucking views for this damn movie. Another one has 12,307. So basically a bunch of people stole this movie and re-uploaded it. Another one has 1,543. So basically people are stealing views off of this movie.
The guy who suggested it to me said he masturbated to it.
Yeah, I saw comments. I saw comments that said that.
I don't really.
Here, let's play the trailer so they can hear just how corny this shit is. Here's the trailer.
I guess there are a bunch of really perverted things.
And they put Most Danger Movie, but said Most Dangerous Movie. She's running, holding her ass. Look, see, there it is, groping her ass!
She just stands there.
Like, he's pulling her pants down and she doesn't even, like, hit him or anything. She just stands there and let him. Oh yeah, and what was with the scene where the girls were in the showers? I was like, what the fuck does this have to do with the rest of the movie? She just took her clothes off and got in the shower instead of hugging that other girl. And it's like, this has nothing to do with anything.
They just wanted to show girls having a shower together.
But did it make sense?
No.
I was so confused. I even rewinded it, like, did I miss something? Like, I didn't understand what was happening. I was so fucking confused.
She was afraid to take a shower alone, so she asked her to shower with her.
Is that what it said?
The subtitles, the girl said, I'm afraid to shower alone. Come shower with me. Or she's afraid, come take a shower with me.
Yeah, but why?
Because, like, her
I couldn't tell if that was a flashback or if that was current.
I think that was after her boyfriend's head blew up.
But where did they find the shower?
In that office, that scientist's office, whatever, that guy who was taking them in.
To me, it didn't make any sense, and I was so lost. I was like, what is happening? Here, here's some of the comments. Let's read some of the comments. Okay. Awesomely funny. Okay. Cheap movie, but good horror comedy. Watch for one time. No, where was the other comment? This isn't the one I watched then. How many different versions of this damn movie is there?
A lot. I guess a bunch of people uploaded it.
Stealing from it? Like, let me get my views up by watching this god-awful movie. Because it was really bad.
It's bad, but it was different.
It was. I mean, I laughed. It was funny, but I was just like, what the... Like, it's not normal people humor.
Yeah.
Let's see this one. This one has the most views. Why is my internet going slow?
I do not know.
What fix it?
I do not know. The internet is so slow.
Stupid.
Arigato.
Arigato. What does that even mean?
Domo arigato. I think it's a thank you. Domo arigato.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, here's the one with all the comments. I started eating chocolate at the 23-minute mark. Worst timing ever.
Thank you, Japan.
What the? I like that one. What the fuck?
I like, thank you, Japan.
Is this a zombie film or Japanese fart porn? yeah, I'm done with zombies thanks to this. I wish I was her. What the fuck?
They have some hot girls in here.
But this movie was so disgusting. I couldn't even eat. These people are masturbating.
Yeah.
It's a weird shit movie. Japan makes some crazy ass movies, but that was one shit zombie film and epic fart battle. The farts came out of her. Where else would the farts come out? Oh my god. I need one of those things. I'm constipated as hell. Oh my gosh. This movie stinks, but I love it. The farts that came out of her ass. Hilarious. Okay. This person put, this may sound crazy, but this film is very realistic. How is this realistic?
I don't know.
What about this was...
I think he's Japanese, too.
This guy right here. I found this really easy to masturbate. What? What index was...
This person gave... The tentacles.
This person gave it 11 out of 10 and said they'd watch it again. Would you ever watch this again?
No.
No, of course not. What the fuck? It looks like Power Rangers and zombie mixed together. I can see that. Cannot be unseen. Someone's asking for a sequel.
Part 2. I actually would watch the part 2.
Oh, God.
If there was.
Would you really?
It's interesting. I don't know why I was so drawn to it, because it's different and it's interesting.
I mean, is interesting the word?
Different. Are those all the comments?
Yeah. Man, that was... This is weird. There's only 33 dislikes. People liked this movie.
I know.
What the hell? So what was your favorite part?
I mean, the outhouse one was pretty funny.
When she shit out the monster to begin with?
Yeah. She just stood there while he's groping her.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why would you do... Would you... Okay, if someone was groping you while you were taking a shit, would you just stand there?
No, run.
Right? So why was she just standing there?
These are weird people.
I want to get into the minds of the people who masturbated watching it.
Well, it's because of all the tentacles, I think.
So they were jacking off the tentacles?
Yeah, because they were, like, groping tentacles. I mean, I could see how they did it. Because they have porn movies about tentacle sex.
Why? Why do they have that? And why do you know that they have that?
I don't... Because, I mean, it's out there.
Is that the porn you watch?
No, they just... That's how zombies, that's all Japanese, get off.
They do have that weird octopus porn.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't understand these weird porn fetishes. Is Japan really that, like, weird and fucked up a place?
Japan is weird, and yes.
I don't understand it. Alright. So that was your favorite part?
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
I kind of like the battle at the end. I muted it and then just watched it.
You muted it?
I muted it. I was
Why'd
tired.
Why'd you mute it?
Because I was tired of the fart sounds. I was like, come on. Like, so I muted it and then I just let it play out. But I liked it.
I like the part where she said, this is so embarrassing. Cover your ears.
I like how everyone's surprised that she farted out of her ass. It's like, where else would she fucking fart? Okay. It got to 93% on Rotten Tomato.
Wow.
A 93. Hobbit, the last Hobbit, got a 60, but this one gets a 93? How the fuck does this get a 93?
Maybe it's because not a lot of people watched it.
Okay, let's read what they say it's about. Talented young martial artist Megumi? Wrestles with the guilt of her bullied sister's suicide. Oh, that's right. They said that her sister died a year before, right? While joining her friends on a journey deep into the woods, where they encounter the nefarious Dr. Tanka?
Tanaka?
I'm going to just let you say the name for now. Who conducts gruesome experiments on the living dead? Is that what happened? I thought the tapeworms were like aliens or demonic. The doctor created them?
Yeah, he said he created them.
Okay, later is Dr. Tanaka attempts to make...
Mega Man!
And friends, his latest test subjects, the desperate young woman uses the dual power of karate and flatulence. Say the word.
Flatulence.
In order to defeat her demented captor. They make it sound a lot better than it is. Okay. It's on Netflix too?
Wow.
And you can watch it for free on YouTube from half a different accounts. Or you could pay $3.99 to rent it from iTunes or $10 to buy it on iTunes.
Watch it for free on YouTube.
Right?
Yeah. There's so many movies on YouTube you can watch it. So many uploaded.
So what's your review of the movie? If you had to give it a review, what would out of 1 to 5, how many stars would you give it?
3.
And what's your review?
It was a really funny movie. It was different. I just think the acting was terrible.
Well, it was a melodrama, a melodrama. Yeah, it was supposed to be over the top and out there and oh, crazy. I give it a 2 out of 5, and it had its moments, but it was weird and perverted for the sake of being weird and perverted. Yeah. Didn't really add to the plot.
It didn't. It was just way out there
for no real reason.
It was all over the place.
It was, and it was random.
Yeah.
It really was like it was trying to be porn.
Yeah.
Without being sexy.
I think it was porn.
I think so too. Alright, so here's some reviewers from Rotten Tomato. Edward B. What else would you expect from...
I have no idea how to pronounce
it. Noboru Igachi? I guess that's the director. This guy gave it 2 stars. Zombie Ass has its roots in anime more so than horror. I can see that. It was very anime-like.
Yeah.
It's completely filled with bad taste, so I can't recommend it. But I watched the whole film in fascination knowing that someone thought this up and convinced the entire cast crew to make it. Oh, shit. That's funny. Okay, yeah. Noboru Igachi is the director. Mm-hmm. Noboru is his first name. His last name is Iguchi. Movie's an hour and 25 minutes.
I can't believe someone thought the
idea of this. Yeah, I can't believe people agree to be a part of this. Like the girls.
Yeah.
Sylvester K. Japanese are really good at making these weird films that are just plain ridiculous. Like any other Noboru Igachi film, it's comically horror with a tint of softcore pornography. Yep. But this is just bad taste. All the jokes were on the feces. The plot kind of rips off Texas Chainsaw Massacre with Human Centipede and Evil Dead. Japanese zombies are not as good as the Western ones. He gave it 2 stars. What is a super reviewer?
And
that's what they both were classified as, super reviewers.
I guess people who always review.
Okay, Sarah H. gave it 2.5 stars. If you just want to laugh hysterically, you can be sure this one will do it. It's just so out there. The ass ate his bat. It did, yeah, right? I forgot about that. For real, I don't know what drugs these people were on when they decided to write the screenplay or even produce the movie. But it does make for some great laughs. Well, that's true.
The ass did eat his bat.
I forgot all about that.
Okay,
this person didn't rate it, but Ozdeath S said, I love zombies. I love zombie anything. Movies, Walking Dead, even The Return of the Living Dead. I find that insulting. Even The Return of the Living Dead? It's better than this movie. In its camp, it has a nice humor charm to it. And on that topic, whenever I hit a new low in my life, I like to share it with you fine people. And today, I feel I have reached an even deeper low with my movie watching experience. Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead. Yes, that's the title. I can't say much about it here because it has to be seen. And then it will remain in your brain, unable to be unseen. Trust me. Group of teens go into the woods. One of the girls, constipated stomach, who also has what I can only describe as demonic farts, goes to a Latin, wakes up a shitload of zombies that were sleeping in the poop. And these zombies fling poop. So yes, I saw the whole thing. I just wish I had some peeps over to make fun of this movie as I was playing. It is custom made for drunk watching with Budge and just pointing at it and laugh. Wow. Simply wow. So today is the great honor, with great honor, that Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead has become the weirdest shit I've seen so far this year. Oh yeah, it's available on Netflix. You know you want to see it. Okay, this guy gave it a 5-star review. And he said, it's so stupid that it's hilarious. Definitely a must-see, so funny. 5 stars?
It's stupid that it's hilarious, I agree.
Okay, this person gave 4 stars. Zombie Ass is cracked out. Yeah, another classic on their hands. That one's in Spanish. What have you done, Japan? It has its ups and its downs. One-line summary. Yet another quite gross expansion of zombie origins. Scientists and syringes. Blood gushes. Zombies and goos. Alien-like probe thing. Butt zombies. A science fiction-y plot. A human centipede reference. Kung fu kicks. Butt attacks. Gas attacks. Flying ass attacks. A sense of humor, it has them all for fans of Japan, Snapsick, Reanimator, and The Evil Dead. I'm insulted that these people keep comparing it to Evil Dead. Evil Dead is classic. This is crap. You don't find that insulting?
Yeah, they're only comparing it to Evil Dead because of the zombies.
Yeah, but and the campy factor, because Evil Dead is campy. But Evil Dead is good campy. This is bad campy.
Evil Dead was actually scary. This one was just...
Well, okay, they're talking about the original Evil Dead. You're talking about the remake.
That one was scary to me.
Yeah, the remake was a little more, like, creepy. And...
The original Evil Dead wasn't scary?
No. Nah, it was trying to be, but it was more corny. But it was awesome.
So the one we made was scary?
The remake was kind of... Well, you thought it was scary. I laughed. Remember, I was laughing during that the whole movie?
I don't know why you were laughing.
The fuck just happened? Okay, it was an ad. We were looking at the reviews, and all of a sudden, like, babies just popped up everywhere. This is the same thing all over again.
Yeah. I
don't know, that was really... It's just... You have to watch it. It's something that we can't really describe to you. You know, it's something you have to see. Different. What was the grossest thing in it?
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the guy lying in the poop was pretty gross.
Yeah. And then everyone was so constipated and...
Yeah.
It was just nasty.
It was too graphic.
Way too graphic. So would you recommend it?
I would totally recommend it. Watch it. I know you want
to
see it.
I think it's something you have to watch.
Yeah.
I won't tell you that you'll like it. But you need to watch it.
Just so you can say you have...
Just so you know what the fuck we're talking about. Because it will change your life forever. Once you watch this, you don't go back to normal.
You can't unsee it.
Ever. Ever, ever.
I know. You have to burn your eyes out.
Yeah, I felt really nauseous afterwards.
Yeah.
So that was Zombie Ass, the Toilet of the Dead. Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, just don't eat while you're watching
it. Oh, definitely. Don't eat when you're watching it. Don't eat before you watch it. You won't be able to eat after you watch it. So eat, wait 12 hours, and then watch it.
Exactly.
God, that movie was awful. Why don't you listeners go and watch it and then tweet us and tell us what you think about it.
And try not to get scared.
Yes, try not to be scared. Because remember, it's the most dangerous movie ever.
But it's only a movie.
But you have to keep telling yourself, it's only a movie. It's only a movie. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Well, this has been Blue Roof Casting. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Zaldi.
Have a week.